Information in support of a statutory consultation regarding a major change proposal in accordance with Clause 6 to 18, 1, of the Ticketing and Settlement Agreement, TSA. This document contains data and other information for statutory consultees about a proposal by Trenitalia C2C Limited. This proposal would change how tickets are sold at the following stations: Basildon, Benfleet, Chalkwell, East Tilbury, Leyndon, Leon C, Pitsea, Shoeburyness, Southend Central, Southend East, Stanford LE Hope, Thorpe Bay, Tilbury Town, West Horndon, Westcliff. Introduction: Why changes are being proposed. Making train tickets simple and easy. By the end of 2023, C2C will facilitate tap contactless bank card and mobile pay as you go available across the entire route. The process will be very easy. Passengers will simply tap in and out at the ticket barriers. That removes the need to buy paper tickets or electronic tickets in advance for most journeys. Passengers will also benefit from daily and weekly fares capping. For national rail journeys off the C2C network, or if you are entitled to a discount, such as rail card savings, the C2C app and self-service ticket machines will work out the best fare for you, based upon your travel needs. Existing arrangements within the London travel card zones will continue to apply, making Essex Thameside services financially sustainable. From time to time, it is important to check that the way customers are served matches demand and provides sustainable value for money. For example, shops change how customers are served, based around busyness and trends such as increased online shopping. The global COVID-19 pandemic has had a devastating impact on public transport income. UK Rail and C2C are no different. UK Rail passenger income has reduced from £10.2 billion a year before the pandemic, to £6.5 billion in 2021-22. Trenitalia C2C's underlying net loss for 2021-22 financial year was £74.2 million. In other words, revenue was £74.2 million less than costs. UK Rail faces a multi-billion pound funding gap. HM Treasury and DfT are unwilling to continue funding that under any circumstances or ownership model. That difficult position is because of essential calls upon the public purse, like the NHS. Therefore, DfT has instructed C2C to make significant cost savings. This proposal is in response to that DfT instruction. The significant cost efficiency achievable from this proposal is essential for the future viability of local Essex Thameside rail services. C2C has a duty to consult about these proposed changes. This duty is explained by the Ticket and Settlement Agreement, TSA. Ensuring demand matches supply. C2C is proposing to meet TSA obligations using digital and self-service methods at most stations, with ticket offices remaining at certain key locations outlined in this document. That means ticket offices would close at some stations, and at other stations ticket office opening hours would change. In some cases staff will be redeployed to help and support customers and will be located outside of ticket offices. Today, between 35.8% of C2C customers bought their ticket from ticket offices over the 12 months to June 2023, down from 39.6%, Jan-Feb 2022, and 56.1% before COVID. C2C has robust sales data from industry systems. This proposal demonstrates that widespread access to ticket sales would be maintained. Lennon is the railway industry ticket sales database. It shows sales by station in 15-minute blocks, including Oyster transactions. C2C has used 8 weeks' worth of data from January 8, 2023 to March 4, 2023 to analyze this proposal because this was a typical period unaffected by engineering work, staff shortages, and bank holidays. During this period, C2C ticket offices were open for more than 90% of their advertised hours. Improving cost effectiveness. The TSA requires that any proposed changes improve cost effectiveness. Incurring cost to open ticket offices, which account for 35.8% of transactions, is not cost effective, especially when tickets can be purchased using other means. C2C's proposal addresses this cost inefficiency, contributing to the financial sustainability of the railway. Ensuring continued, easy and widespread access to rail products. The TSA requires that C2C's proposal maintains widespread and easy access to rail tickets. This proposal ensures continued, easy and widespread access to rail products. Our analysis demonstrates that 100% of ticket transactions at these stations, during the period we have used, will continue to be easily available and people will still have widespread access to rail products. This consultation is about ticket sales. However, C2C recognizes wider concerns about staff availability. The busiest stations will have staff on duty from first train to last train. Almost all stations will have staff on the ticket gate line during both morning and evening peaks, freeing staff to focus on assistance. The introduction of tap contactless bank card and mobile pay as you go across the entire network will, based on C2C's existing experience in the Oyster Zone, massively reduce ticket office transactions. This creates an opportunity for station staff to be redeployed. Compared to today, staff would be more visible, plus have more time to focus on resolving customer problems. Have more time to maintain the station environment, keeping it clean. Have more time to assist customers who need the most help. C2C would continue to provide you with access to a member of staff called floor walkers, who are fully trained in train fares at advertised times and places. They would be on hand, we will advertise the hours and at the locations that floor walkers will be available to provide you with advice and support. The proposed hours for those staff are outlined below, which explains the hours that there would be a C2C staff presence, and the hours that C2C ticket experts would be available for ticketing advice, called floor walker. C2C's proposed station staffing hours. Station Basildon. Monday Friday. Proposed staff presence 4:30 to 1:30. Today ticket office 5:15 to 2100 hours. Proposed floor walker 5:30 to 2000 hours. Saturday. Proposed staff presence 4:45 to 1:15. Today ticket office 05:15-2145. Proposed floor walker 7 to 2000 hours. Sunday. Proposed staff presence 4:45 to 1:15. Today ticket office 06:15-2045. Proposed floor walker 7 to 2000 hours. Station Benflate. Monday Friday. Proposed staff presence 4:15 to 2 o'clock. Today ticket office 5:15 to 21:30. Proposed floor walker 4:15 to 2000 hours. Saturday. Proposed staff presence 4:45 to 1:30. Today ticket office 05:15-2145. Proposed floor walker 6:30 to 19:30. Sunday. Proposed staff presence 4:45 to 1:15. Today ticket office 6:15 to 21:15. Proposed floor walker 6:30 to 19:30. Station Chalkwell. Monday Friday. Proposed staff presence 6 to 2000 hours. Today ticket office 5:15 to 19:45. Proposed floor walker 6 to 2000 hours. Saturday. Proposed staff presence 8 to 2200 hours. Today ticket office 6:45 to 16:15. Proposed floor walker 8 to 1500 hours. Sunday. Proposed staff presence. 8 to 2200 hours. Today ticket office. 7:45 to 15:30. Proposed floor walker. 8 to 1500 hours. Station. East Tilbury. Monday Friday. Proposed staff presence. Mobile team. Today ticket office. 6:15 to 10:45. Proposed. Floor walker. Mobile team. Saturday. Proposed staff presence. Mobile team. Today ticket office. 7:30 to 13:15. Proposed floor walker. Mobile team. Sunday. Proposed staff presence. Mobile team. Today ticket office. Closed. Proposed floor walker. Mobile team. Station. Langdon. Monday Friday. Proposed staff presence. 4:30 to 1:30. Today ticket office. 5:15 to 20:30. Proposed. Floor walker. 5:30 to 20:00 hours. Saturday. Proposed staff presence. 5 to 1 o'clock. Today ticket office. 6:15 to 20:45. Proposed floor walker. 7 to 20:00 hours. Sunday. Proposed staff presence. 5 to 1 o'clock. Today ticket office. 7:15 to 21:00 hours. Proposed floor walker. 10:30 to 17:30. Station. Leon C. Monday Friday. Proposed staff presence. 6 to 2200 hours. Today ticket office. 5:15 to 20:00 hours. Proposed. Floor walker. 6 to 20:00 hours. Saturday. Proposed staff presence. 7 to 2100 hours. Today ticket office. 6:15 to 20:00 hours. Proposed floor walker. 7 to 2100 hours. Sunday. Proposed staff presence. 7 to 2100 hours. Today ticket office.